Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Sean Murphy. Sean is the author of The Optimistic Workplace, CEO and co-founder of Switch and Shift, and he's been helping us understand this feedback, concept of feedback, regular, ongoing, scheduled, obligatory, gratuitous, whatever kind of feedback you think of. He says it's good. Sean, here's a question for you. As you've talked about this with your clients, as you've used this in your practice, as you've written about it and taken it on the road, how does feedback work? How well does it work, and how is it different when someone, say, a baby boomer, is trying to establish a feedback culture with one or more millennials?
Well, yeah. So I want to be careful with painting this with too broad of a brushstroke, because, you know, with millennials, my experience has been both those who work with us and those that I work alongside in organizations, they're actually looking for feedback. The ones that have worked with us, it's in part also just a culture that we have at Switch and Shift. They actually want to know what's working, what's not working. They're eager to take on more work. They're eager to, you know, expand their own skill sets. And because of that, it's been set up to be a positive experience when they do get feedback. And we have to keep in mind, feedback isn't just about when people screw up.
Right.
It's also, hey, you're doing this really well,
right,
and I want to have you keep doing this. But where things do go awry is millennials don't have the younger millennials, because now they're getting into their 30s, the younger millennials don't have the experience, and an older Gen X or a boomer can, you know, we have a responsibility to help shape the future leaders.
We have to love them enough to give them the feedback, don't we?
Absolutely.
Well, one of the things, a couple of things I'll ask you about. Have you noticed that they seem to not have a problem giving you feedback, more so than other generations?
It certainly is.
They
the
seem
case
to be that way. But yeah. But also, if your feedback sounds the least little bit aggressive, the least little bit like a conflict kind of thing, that seems to upset them. That seems to they don't it's It's and I've seen this many times. They seem to not know what to do with that. It's like it makes them very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? I have noticed that.
And I for some of them, it just comes from a lack of experience.
I also think it's also how they were raised. You know, my parents. I don't know about your parents. My parents loved me beyond reason. But they still hauled me up short plenty of times, you know. By the time I got on the job, it was a piece of cake, right?
Yeah,
and
I don't think
that's what happens these days. I think they're all told how wonderful they are. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So yeah, it does make it a little difficult for a generation that's been praised for coming in fifth place, to have them come into the office and talk about, you know, something that they did that didn't quite deliver what they were supposed to do.
But I do want to say this, and I always I always make sure I say these things, because I want millennials to know how I feel about them. I do point out things that they could use some work on, but a couple of the other things is, number one, they're coming to the workplace with more skills than any other generation. They're coming ready to work with more skills than any other generation in history, I think. number one. And number two, and I mean this with all my heart, I truly mean this, they're probably the best human beings we've ever raised.
I love being around millennials. The aspiration, the dedication.
But their values, they're really good people.
Yeah.
We just need, they're just some raising that we have to do with them. And feedback is a big part of that, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah.
Got to make sure that we keep them on the right path and encourage them to keep doing the things that are working for them and for the customers.
Switchandshift.com, right?
That's the one.
So check it out. The book is called The Optimistic Workplace by Sean Murphy. Hey, Sean, good job today. Come back soon.
Promise.
We'll see you next time. Sean Murphy, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.